Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud Zayin. In this perek we will see how David, who was still unknown, defeated the giant Goliath. We will now get a further glimpse into David's great courage and strength as a warrior, which was as a direct result of his absolute complete faith in the source of all life, Hashem. The Plishtim now instigated a war against Yisrael. The Plishtim were stationed between Shochoch and Azekah, located in Yehuda. Shaul had also assembled his troops to meet the Plishtim in battle. Yisrael was on one mountain, while the Plishtim were on another, with just a valley between them. As it says in Pasuk Dalet, Vayetze ish habeinim mimachanos Plishtim, there was a champion man who came from the camp of the Plishtim, Goliath Shmo, and his name was Goliath. Note, Goliath was a 13-foot giant. The Malbim adds, the Plishtim heard about the sadness that came over Shaul and wanted to capitalize on the situation. Therefore, the Plishtim instigated the war. The Kli Yakar adds, Hashem arranged the situation as a way to bring David to the forefront in order to prepare David to take over for Shaul HaMelech to be the next king of Klal Yisrael. Goliath was covered with copper armor from head to toe, including a helmet, neck guard, leg guards, and a huge heavy spear and a shield carrier. The armor's weight was approximately 250 pounds. The spear was approximately 30 pounds. Goliath would shout disgraceful things at the battalions of Yisrael. Goliath challenged Yisrael. Goliath wanted one person to dare and fight him. If Goliath would win, the entire Yisrael would be his. If the man who Yisrael would choose would win, then the war would be won by Yisrael. Shaul and all of Yisrael were terrified of Goliath and his words. And Pasuk Yud Beis, the Navi now turns its attention to David, the son of Yishai. Yishai had 8 children. Yishai's 3 oldest children were Eliab, Abinadab, and Shammah, were situated with Shaul for battle. As David was the youngest son of Yishai, David would travel back and forth between Beis Lechem, where he lived, and where he was a shepherd, and to Shaul. Note, David, Moshe, and the Avos were all shepherds. This afforded them lots of time to pour their hearts out to Hashem and strengthen their relationship with Hashem, learning only to trust in Hashem and nothing else. Yishai had told David to bring his older brother's food at their battalion, and also to find out news about the brother's well-being. David did precisely as he was told. When David reached the camp, Shaul was in battle. David delivered the package to his brothers. In Pasuk Chaf, amidst the camp, David heard what was happening with Goliath, how all of Yisrael, including Shaul, ran away from Goliath. Yisrael was terrified of Goliath. David heard that whoever kills Goliath, Shaul will 1, make them wealthy, 2, give his daughter's hand in marriage, and 3, free his family from military service. David said in Pasuk Chavav, Ki mi ha-plishti ha-orel hazeh? Who is this plishti, this uncircumcised man? Ki charetz marachos Elokim chayim, who disgraces the battalions of Hashem. Eliab, David's eldest brother, heard what David said. Eliab related anger to David for being so foolish, for even thinking that David, the katan, the small one, could do such a thing. David related to Shaul that he was going to defeat Goliath. Shaul reiterated, you are too young, and therefore you cannot. David convinced Shaul by telling Shaul, I was a shepherd for my father. If a bear or a lion would attack a sheep, I would chase it down and kill it and rescue the sheep from its mouth. If the lion would attack me, I would grab its mane and kill it. I, David, have killed lions and bears. The uncircumcised Plishti Goliath will be no match for me, as he disgraces Hashem's army. And David concluded in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, But Yomer David, Hashem Asher Hitzilani Miad Ari Miad Ado, Hashem who saved me from the hands of a lion and the hands of bears, Hu Yatzileni Miad HaPlishti Hazeh. It is Hashem who will save me from the hands of this Plishti. Shaul now consented and gave David permission. Shaul dressed David in his personal battle armor. As the armor was big on David, David felt uncomfortable wearing the king's armor and removed the armor. David took his staff, slingshot, and five smooth stones and placed them in his shepherd's knapsack. The five stones correspond to the five books of Torah and the five books of Tehillim that David was to author. David approached Goliath as Goliath tried to ridicule David. David declared faith and trust in only Hashem. David spoke just as harshly back to Goliath. In Pasuk Mem Zayin, Vayedu kol ha'ka'al hazeh, ki lo becher b'chanesh yoshe Hashem, ki la'Hashem ha'mochama yinasem eschem b'yadenu. And David said, the entire nation will know that Hashem is the one who saves us, and our wars are not won by weapons, but is purely the intervention, the divine intervention of Hashem. In Pasuk Mem Daleth through Nunches, which is the end of the perek, David and Goliath approached each other. David took out one stone from his bag and shot it directly into Goliath's head with the slingshot. Goliath was killed and fell forward face down. David cut off Goliath's head. Yisroel won the war against the Plishtim. Shaul inquired as to who David's parents were. David, while still holding the severed head of Goliath, told Shaul Yishai was his father. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.